7:45 at WGCL. Big Show Friday. That means Chuck Crabb is riding shotgun.
Yeah, here shotgun with you and enjoying a lot as always.
Love it, my man. Love it. It's you're not in the windy plains of Lincoln. You're here safely in the
absolutely.
Studio. And by special request this morning, Joe Smith joins us. Smitty, thanks for taking a pause in your vacation. We appreciate it. It's too busy to be hanging out, right?
Yeah, we're not going to hang you out to dry on a Friday after a busy, eventful week. Chuck, I'm glad you had some time. We, when we played Nebraska in basketball, we went out there early since it was the first of the year, if my memory serves me correct. So I'm glad you had a chance to see all that's been going on out in Lincoln.
Oh, really nice. Boy, yeah. Beautiful. Well,
and that you mentioned the ballpark. That is beautiful. It's all right there. And, their new basketball arena, and obviously one of these days we'll get back out there and play at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah,
we
will. That's right.
Is Nebraska on our football schedule this year, aren't
homecoming,
they?
Homecoming. They're coming to Bloomington. Yep.
That's the first time we've played them since they joined the league.
That's
1978,
right.
The first time, the last time they were in Bloomington, I think I read in that press release.
Been I think that was IM hip of the boys.
Yeah, it sure was.
And they were and they were hip. They sure were.
They were hip.
Wow.
Yeah, they were more than hip.
A wonderful story. Program, and they will be out here for homecoming coming up in October.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought.
So that's exciting times. Exciting times on the Oval, Joe, and I'm not talking about cricket this morning, although I could if you'd want to. England and Sri Lanka in their second day of a five-day test match. But the track and field ovals in town have been burning up with Cougars and Panthers. Records have been set. Flying around, we've got golf, we've got softball, we've got baseball, we've got everything to handle this morning, and I'll let you kick things off.
Well, it's been some week for the Purple and White of South this week. A Conference Indiana Boys Golf Crown, Tom Stokes and the girls winning the IHSA Girls Track Sectional on Tuesday night in record-setting fashion. And then last night, veteran track coach Larry Williams watched his Panther fellows ascend to the top again as sectional track champions out on the Seabolt Oval at Bloomington North, rolling up 171 points, beating North by 34. Certainly no tie this spring as the Panthers crowned five champs, including 1-2 finishes in the long jump and pole vault, its ninth crown the past 11 years. And really, you look at it in total scheme, it's the 11th sectional title since 04 for Bloomington South's fellas. And outside of that, Conference Indiana announced the South boys wrapped up the league's all-sports trophy for the 2015-16 school year. We'll have more on that in just a bit. But back to last night, Panthers Sam Munson and Max Leiniger went 1-2 in the long jump as expected, although Max was the top seed. Munson beat him. He finished first with a leap of 20 1/4 inch. Sam was the second seed in that event. Panthers, Luke Hensley and Jake Corrier went 1-2 in the pole vault, Hensley winning at 13-6. Wes Hopkins won the discus, 174-3, and Caleb Butt, the 300 hurdles, and Evan Franklin, the 2 mile. North missed a lot of points from, unfortunately, injured Cougars Malik LaFoon and Garrett Hightink, but Bryce Frazier won the 2 and 400 meters, and he anchored the mile relay team to a sectional title in that event. Veteran Isaac Benz won the 800, was on that relay team with Jake Fowler and Antonio Dolman. Logan Calvin won the shot for Justin Helmer's crew. Edgewood and rival Owen Valley tied for third. Mustang Mason Saylor won the 110 hurdles in 15-16. The boys now get ready for the regional next week, Thursday at North. The girls preceding them next Tuesday, also out at the Ralph Siebold Oval. Well, back to winning the Conference Indiana All-Sports Trophy for the South fellas, the 12th time now in the 19 seasons of league action, but it's first in 5 years. The Panthers winning titles in football, swimming and diving, and golf, co-champions in basketball. And the South girls, congrats to them. They tied Columbus North for the All-Sports. It's best in 14 years for the South Panther girls, who were league champs in golf, volleyball, swimming, and track and field. The Bloomington North finished fourth in the boys and third in the girls for the school year. Well, the newly crowned Conference Indiana Golf Champs, Dustin Carver's Panthers, shot a season-best 288 as Joe Weiler Miller fired a season best 368 to win the medal as the Panthers beat the Cougs out at the Cades by 49 shots on Thursday. A beautiful day to play the game. Tanner Shapiro and Quinn Pizzo had two over 70 threes. Luke Domer's 82 was Norris best. Both city schools compete at the Franklin Central Invite on Saturday. Meanwhile, on the ball diamonds, Phil Klusner's South baseballers stayed red hot. They haven't lost a game this week. They've won 12 of the last 13. Alex Franklin struck out 11. He moved to 4-0 on the year as South beat Southport 3-2. Panthers are now 17-9. Franklin Central beat North last night 3-1. The Cougars dropped to 14-8. And both city schools will take turns playing Floyd Central and Jeffersonville on the road tomorrow. Well, Northview beat Bob Jones Edgewood Mustangs 14-8 to win last night's WIC championship game at Ermal Clark Field out in Ellisville. What was a 6-2 lead after five just flat turned nightmarish in the sixth as the Knights plated 11 runs, an inning that featured four hit batsmen. Ryan Purcell did knock out two of the park and drove in four to lead Edgewood. They're now 14-7, and they'll host Eastern tonight for Seniors Night at 5 o'clock. Hey, Barb Mills, 20th-ranked North tennis queens are dialed in. They're just a win away from winning another sectional title out on the hard courts. North, like they did against South earlier this week, zipped B&L last night 5-0. Everything in straight sets. They'll play Martinsville, weather permitting, on the North courts at 5 o'clock later tonight. The Cougars looking for its first title since 2014. Martinsville blanked Edgewood 5-0, by the way, in that other sectional semifinal on Thursday. So the Arties and the Cougars for the tennis crown later tonight. In softball, Martinsville home last night beat Bloomington South 6-3. The Panther girls 5-13. They'll play at Shackamack tomorrow at noon. Mara Goodwin and Madison Grabowski had four of the six hits between them. Well, the Reds back on the radio tonight, staying at the Great American Ballpark, but the sight change didn't help them much against Cleveland, who tattooed them again last night 7-2. They now welcome in Seattle, and they have a major league best 15-7 record on the road. Yeah, they've won 15 of their 23 games on the road. They won in Baltimore yesterday 7-2. First pitch tonight with the M's and the Reds at 7:10.
And don't forget, Joe, the Reds starter last night left the game with an injury after four and a third or so. So another injured pitcher for Cincinnati. That's exactly
Beat goes what, on, Glass.
That's what you don't want. Brewers beat the Cubbies in Milwaukee. They took two out of three there.
Yep,
the
sure Brewers, did.
They did. Cardinals bashed the Rockies 13-7 in St. Louis. Late scores not in your dailies. Angels over the Dodgers. Yankees beat the A's. Giants over the Padres. And LeBron James, a little quiet night for Cleveland. They only won by 19 last night, not 31 like they did in game number one. Game three of Oklahoma City and Golden State is tonight in Oklahoma City. The Warriors have won a road playoff game in 9 straight series. Now they're pretty good, defending NBA champs, and that Steph Curry guy can shoot it up a bit. San Jose shuts out St. Louis 3-0 last night in the Western Conference. You got Eastern Conference with Pittsburgh and the Lightning tonight. What are we missing? Golf, Jordan Spieth looks like he's breaking out of a little bit of a funk, but we'll talk Preakness and a little golf coming up at 8:45.
And the Hoosiers, no harm, no foul. I mean, Minnesota gets beat. Ohio State's really on a great run. They swept Michigan last weekend in Columbus, and now they won last night beating Minnesota, so it's still a half-game lead for the Gophers. But, boy, both teams, Nebraska and Ohio State, surging here at the end of the regular season.
Nebraska.
We'll talk about it next half hour.
Winners 4-1 last night. Tough three-run home run there. Broke that game wide open. Craig Dedalo only run for the Hoosiers. One of three hits, Joe. And the bats have got to start picking up. I bet they shake the lineup up a little bit today. They got to get some momentum going after a good week last week. Great stuff as always. We're happy you joined us. That was a quite a large report, just how we like them. And we'll get caught up at 8:45 as well.
See you then.
Joe Smith, back from vacation to get us caught up on a super busy week of everything happening on the high school beat. We'll do the Hoosier beat and what's happening in sports coming up at 8:45. 8:45 on the button at WGCL.
Nice.
It's two in a row.
Good work. Don't jinx it, I know.
Let's see if we can just get through the next 14 and a half minutes. We will. And nice surprise this morning. Joe Smith said, hey, Glass, it's too busy. There's too many things going on. I'm joining you. And we said, come on in, Smitty. The water's warm and the coffee's hot. Good morning.
Living in the fast lane, baby.
That's right.
Friday.
You, me, and the Warren and the
hey,
Eagles.
Hey, Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Joe?
Not bad. Not bad.
And
busy weekend. Wow.
No kidding. But you've been off. Are you enjoying like your time off?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm getting some things done. You know, good. It's been put off since about last
August.
August. So, you know,
right.
I'm knocking out little chores daily here over the last few weeks, and that'll extend through June, so and July.
Dang.
until we re-up you again in August and load another 88 vacation days on you. But that you've got it. You've earned it. And you
that's
earned,
right.
You, I tell you what, you earned your keep in that first hour at 7:45, wrapping us up on the high school beat, which we'll revisit here as well. Plus, we'll handle the Preakness. Plus, we'll handle the NBA and baseball. But it's off to college baseball to get things started, Joe. Not too many IU events left because obviously the school year is over, but we'll get those covered. And the Hoosiers are trying to play for a regular season Big Ten championship. Didn't get off to the best start last night, but again, that is not out of the realm of possibility yet.
Well, let's hope there is deja vu from last weekend for the baseball Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis. After an extra inning loss to Illinois a week ago tonight, the Hoosiers bounced back to win its sixth straight Big Ten series on the strength of solid pitching efforts in the arms of Caleb Berriger and Evan Bell. Well, Indiana's faced with the same scenario now as a week ago after dropping a 4-1 game at Nebraska last night. But Ohio State, the Big Ten's hottest club, they've won seven straight. They beat Minnesota 3-2 on the road, so the Gopher lead still a half game with two to play for a regular season Big Ten crown. That said, both the Huskers and Buckeyes have moved to within a game and a half of first place. Nebraska now has won four in a row. They beat Hoosier ace Kyle Hart last night and will throw co-pitcher and Big Ten freshman of the week, Matt Waldron, tonight against Berriger. They had a great crowd of well over 5,000 last night at Haymarket Field in Lincoln. Sophomore first baseman Scott Schreiber, maybe they ought to take a script from the Harper scenario that's going on in the bigs with the Washington Nationals, pitch around this guy. He's the nation's hottest hitter right now. He clubbed his league-best 16th home run of the year, a three-run job off of Hart in the sixth inning to get Nebraska rolling last night. Schreiber's hitting nearly 800 these last three games. He's knocked out five homers, scored seven times, and knocked in 11 runs. Maybe, pitch carefully or pitch around him tonight. Derek Berkhammer and two Husker relievers surrendered only three hits off of Hoosier bats. One of them, a Craig Dedalo solo shot, his fifth of the year, which prevented a shutout in the top of the ninth inning. You know, Indiana has not lost back-to-back league games since the opening series in early April when they were out at Rutgers. You went out and take care of business, control your own destiny, throw whatever cliche you may, they're regular season champs. But keep in mind, too, in the rearview mirror, up close and personal, here comes Nebraska and Ohio State charging at the end of the regular season game time tonight out in Lincoln at 7:30. Well, congrats out to Steve Peterson's Rowers for a third straight year. The Hoosier women headed to the NCAA championships after receiving that at-large bid earlier in the week. The rowing championships out at Sacramento State Aquatic Center in Gold River, California next weekend. This is the same site as the 2015 NCAA rowing championship where the Hoosiers finished 11th a year ago. Indiana, one of 14 programs in the country that have qualified for each of the last three NCAA championships, which takes 22 teams each year. Indiana seeded number 17 in the first Varsity 8 race. They're 13 seeded in the second Varsity 8 and 8 and 14th in the Varsity 4 races. By the way, senior Rebecca Brower was named the Athlete of the Year as voted by conference coaches. What a nice honor for the Columbus native. She's the number two girl in the seat in that Varsity 8 crew that'll be headed to the championships next weekend out in Sacramento. The one Varsity 8 boat of Coach Steve compiled a record of 23-5 during the regular season to finish fourth at last weekend's Big Ten championship. championships. Earlier this spring, Rebecca was also named the female recipient of the Spirit of Indiana Directors Award, and she's the first IU rower to be named the Big Ten Rowing Athlete of the Year, with current junior Alice Wright the only other athlete to garner the individual honor for the Big Ten when she was named Big Ten Freshman of the Year a couple of years ago. Nice honor for Rebecca Blitz, who's been named to the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association second team All-Midwest region, and for good reason. This marks the first time since 98 that a Hoosier has earned first or second team All-Region honors in back-to-back seasons. Blitz, who's out of Birmingham, Alabama, hit 350 for Michelle Gardner with 63 hits and 34 runs. Also knocked in 17 runs on the year. Nice effort for Rebecca Blitz. Well, Indiana Cutters time, huh? Yeah, it's that time of year for the Cutters of Aaron Sauter. They open up for real tomorrow night at Muncie Central Southside, as they will take on the Marion County Rockets. That will be the first game of the year, as they'll play eight again in the Minor League Football Alliance, and the Cutters trying to make the playoffs again. What have they made? Seven of their last 9 years have been in the postseason, so here we go again. Robbie Colon recently departed the team, which leaves a question mark at quarterback, but that being said, the defense ought to be strong again, led by veteran Nick Land. The Cutters will play four home games, four away games. Their first game at home will be on June the 12th at 2 o'clock out at Edgewood at the Mustang Field against the Tri-City Outlaws. Congrats to the South Track Panthers of Larry Williams. They won the sectional last night, beating Bloomington North. We have Bloomington North, the Queens of the Court this spring. Barb Mills' crew, 20th ranked in Martinsville for the tennis sectional championship a little bit later tonight, 5 p.m., weather permitting. Reds back on the radio tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Here comes the hottest team on the road in Major League Baseball, and that is the AL West division leader, Seattle. My golly, they're 15-7 on the road this year. They won in Baltimore last night, while the Reds just could not stop Cleveland over, didn't matter where they played, in the Buckeye State, Cleveland or Cincinnati. They couldn't win anything. So they'll try to get something rolling against the Mariners a little bit later tonight. We'll also have them on the airwaves Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Well, it's the shortest leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness. Post time will be at about 6:18 on Saturday from Pimlico. And Nyquist, who won the Derby, a 3-5 odds on, and for good reason. If he breaks like he did in the Derby, he'll be out on the lead, controlling the pace, and should wire it. But should he get some speed, I expect it to come from Collected, with Bob Baffert's horse, who bypassed the Derby, and also Stradivari, who was trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. He has the 11-hole. He'll probably pace, get up on the pace. So if that is all said and done and Nyquist doesn't have it at the end, here comes Exaggerator, who's 3-1. He finished second in the Kentucky Derby. Again, NBC will have all of the action post time at Pimlico at 6:18 on Saturday night.
Well, Joe, as we know, it's, a 16th of a mile shorter, and with a 16th of a mile to go at the Kentucky Derby, Nyquist was gone. So somebody's going to have to get up and get at it a little bit quicker and not save it till the end there if they want to steal it. But Nyquist was he was bred to win the Preakness. I've read a couple places, so I would expect there's a reason he's 3-5 and
I think
100 to win
out,
60.
I think Glass, if he gets out on a lead, it'll be contested. But if he gets out on the lead and is pressed, this sets it up for Exaggerator. And like I say, Stradivari's got some good speed from that 11-hole. So, but that being said, he is quite versatile.
He's a class Nyquist horse. He's not getting the love Farrell's getting because he's not as big and he's not as strapping and overwhelmingly looking, but he's a hell of a racehorse.
And Mario Gutierrez is a perfect fit on that horse, and he knows him. So,
8 in a row for Nyquist, Joe?
Yeah, he could go wire to wire. Yeah, he's not been beaten yet. Eight straight.
Impressive. And the only thing that could throw a monkey in the wrench could be some rain tomorrow afternoon. We'll
it
keep
couldn't
it,
be any worse than last year.
Deluge? Yep, and Farrell didn't care. Romped
well,
in the rain.
Well, no,
good horses. Good horses don't worry about that stuff. They just go out and do it. Great job, as always. Super to hear from you this morning. And we will post this audio from this edition and the 745 edition at WGCLradio.com so folks can digest all the high school stuff and everything we've talked about this morning. A little bonus for our loyal listeners here.
Well, that
on
sounds
Big Show
great.
Friday.
I'd appreciate that.
All man. Right, Smitty, great stuff as always.
All have right, a, have Julie, a have a great weekend. Glass, you too.
We'll see you
Thanks.
Tonight.
All righty.
Joe Smith.